This is when we go all around the newsroom and share stories. Is this the day Mary does her, what up with that? What is your thing?
What up with that?
What's with?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a good one, though.
What up with that?
You ever need to rebrand it, Mary, there you go.
That's already taken from SNL. Kenan Thompson uses that.
Oh, that's a great bit.
What up with that?
I didn't get it from that either.
Okay, no, that's all right. I just couldn't remember. All right. So, all right, Lauren, why don't you start today?
Okay, I hope you're ready for this because this is crazy. Okay, so there's a new documentary coming out in the UK, and it's called Hitler's DNA, A Blueprint of a Dictator. So this came out yesterday, and I'm surprised this isn't like a bigger story everywhere. But okay, so in this documentary, you learn that researchers analyzed a sample of DNA of Hitler because, you know, from where he shot himself, there was blood on a couch. They took a sample from the couch and they started doing research from the blood. They found that he has a mutation in one of his genes and it causes Kallmann syndrome. Now, Kallmann syndrome is something that can delay puberty and cause undescended testicles. It also, 5% of cases, is associated with a micropenis. So there's a lot of very interesting things that came from the research of Hitler's blood.
Did you get this from the South Park Library?
No.
What's the source on this one?
I'm telling you, it's a documentary. It's a documentary that's come out. So
called?
This is the stuff that's in it.
Oh, that's right.
Hitler's DNA, Blueprint of a Dictator.
Wow.
They also...
Hence the name.
Yeah. Dictators, little man syndrome. I think a lot of it makes sense.
Yeah.
They also kind of put to rest the rumors that he has a Jewish lineage.
Okay.
They said that's not true. So, yeah. Fun fact about Hitler.
All right, that's crazy town. That really is. Focusing a lot on his penis as well, which
wow.
is...
you.
All right, follow that, Kev.
This is actually a good segue into my story.
Oh, is it about the cane?
No, it's not about the cane. This actually, Steve sent me this. This is technically Steve's final temp check story or story time. We didn't get to it yesterday because, you know, we were doing the Goodbye Steve show. This takes us to Lake Jackson, Texas. Have you been to the Buc-ee's, anybody? People love the Buc-ee's.
Yep.
Mary's been to the Buc-ee's.
I have not,
but I've seen a lot
of
them.
Awesome.
The Texas-based travel stop Buc-ee's likes to have fun with their logo. What's their logo, Mary?
It's
a beaver.
Beaver, yeah.
It's a cartoon beaver. But when it comes to protecting their trademark, their lawyers don't mess around. Buc-ee's has sued an Oklahoma-based men's underwear brand called Nut Huggers.
Boy, this is just a theme today.
They're never going to let me fill in again. I'm like the substitute teacher.
What? This is an AP story. Steve's a newsman.
Yeah,
he's
not here anymore.
Hence,
do you know what he did to you?
Yeah, he gave it to you. He didn't say it himself.
The lawsuit claims the company's logo, which is also a cartoon beaver, is too close to their brand. The owner of Nut Huggers says in a statement that he plans to fight in court. So it was a good segue from Lauren's story.
Who would have thought?
Oh, my
gosh.
That could, hey, I hadn't heard of Nut Huggers before this story, so check it out.
Bertrand made that story up and gave it to you.
It's from the AP.
He made it up.
Steve did news for 40 years. He knows a good news story.
I don't even think we use AP anymore, do we?
Yes, we use AP.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
All right. Mary has, what is it called?
What's with?
Yeah. It's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Okay, what is with this Altoid gum problem that makes you sneeze? Do you guys have this problem?
No.
What?
No.
What? Okay.
Altoid mints?
Every time I have an Altoid, I sneeze. I'm trying to stay away from gum lately.
I say Altoid. Is it Altoid?
Altoid.
Altoid.
What did I say?
Now it sounds weird when we've said it too much.
Okay, Altoid. Anyway, I sneeze all the time, and then I figured it out. It's when I chew peppermint or peppermint-flavored Altoids that I just have this episode. I can't stop sneezing. So I checked it out. I go, does anybody have this problem? Well, the menthol in it makes you sneeze. It's true. There's a strong scent, and the flavor, the irritant, it causes a sneeze reflex to go off. It's true.
It is true.
Check how common is it?
Yeah. I don't know how common it is, but it happens to a few people I've talked to. Apparently none of you guys. But then I went a little further because, I don't know, my mother used to sneeze after dinner. She'd have an attack. She would just sneeze for like 5-10 minutes. We were like, oh my God, you know, it was terrible. I checked on that too. It's called snaciation reflex.
Snaciation?
Yes, S-N-A, is that pronounced snaciation?
Isn't that the news channel we own?
Stomach? S-N-A-ciation. So it's a stomach sneeze reflex, and that's a genetic trait where
really?
A full stomach can trigger sneezing, or could be caused by spicy food as well. But yeah, so, and anyway, my husband started doing it.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait a minute, my mom and my, it's genetic, so I don't know how this is happening. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
Are they allergic to mint, maybe?
No, these are two different sneezing attacks. The one is the peppermint. The second one is snaciation reflex. So what is with all the sneezing lately? It's peppermint. It's
That's
for sure
crazy.
Peppermint. Yeah.
Ice cream makes me cough.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know
the
if it
cold?
Freezes my throat or something, but it kind of makes me cough.
It's funny
That's
you mentioned coughing and sneezing. My mom, I can always tell when she's about to sneeze because she starts to cough.
Oh.
And then I'm like, bless you, bless you, bless you. And she like tries to hold it back. So there's some weird stuff going on in the sinuses.
Maybe that's a snaciation cough.
Snaciation is the best word
ever. I had
ever.
To look at it. I go, how do you even pronounce this word? I've never seen that word in S-N, you know, together like snaciation. Oh, it's just weird.
Well, Leland yeah. Vittard from New Snaciation is coming up after 5 today. And thank you. I like your What's With this week. That's great.
Yeah, it's good. I bet you any money texters are going to text that it happens to them, too.
They already have.
Oh, yes.
So somebody.
Not alone.
Yeah, you're not alone. It's not you, is it?
No.
It's you or your husband. That
It's me.
Oh, you.
It's me
okay,
with the
sorry.
Peppermint. It's him with the after dinner.
The snaciation.
Yeah, the snaciation. I'm going to tell him tonight. I can't wait to tell him what
I can't
he
wait
has.
To see his face. Record it, will you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Lauren's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.